Grab a pint of Guinness, turn up your speakers, and sing along. This is the Pub Songs Podcast. And now, a toast! Here's to a long life and a merry one, a quick death and an easy one, a pretty girl and an honest one, a cold pint and another one. Sláinte!
Near to Pembridge Town, the county down one morning last July, down a pouring green, sweet Colleen, she smiled as she passed me by. Well, she looked so sweet from her two bare feet, the sheen of her nut brown hair. Such a coaxing elf, she shook myself to make sure I was really there. From Bantry Bay up to Diddy Kay, and from Galway to Dublin Town, no maid I've seen the sweet Colleen that I met at the county down. As she onward sped, she shook my head, and I looked with a feeling rare. Then I said, says I, to a passerby who's the maid with the nut brown hair. Well, he smiled at me, and with pride says he, the gem of old Ireland's crown. She's young Rosie McCann, the banks of the band, she's the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin Town, no maid I've seen the sweet Colleen that I met at the county down. Well, I traveled a bit, ne'er was hit since my roving career began. In fair and square, surrender there to the charms of young Rosie McCann. I had a heart to let and a lieutenant yet that I see in shawl or gown. But in she went, I asked no rent from the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin Town, no maid I've seen sweet Colleen that I met at the county down. Harvest fair, but surely there, and I'll dress in my Sunday clothes. My shoes shone bright, my hat cocked right, for a smile from my nut brown rose. No pipe I'll smoke, and no horse I'll yoke, though thrust my bow turns round. Till a smiling bride, my own fireside, sits the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin Town, no maid I've seen the sweet Colleen that I met at the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin Town, no maid I've seen the sweet Colleen that I met at the county down.
Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, and I'm doing something new and different today. And that is, namely, I'm doing a live show just for you. Okay, it's not really going to be live because, number one, there's no audience listening aside from you, and you won't get this until after I post it on the Pub Songs Podcast. But I thought it'd be a nice, interesting thing to do. I've got a few little tests that are coming up in several of my podcasts, and this is one of them. And I'd like to introduce you to Tore. Tore is here in my chair now. He's my senior tabby cat. He's our alpha male in this house, and a very fine young kitty he is. So, in any case, this is going to be a full hour-long show. there's the plan. And I would love to hear your feedback. This is something new, and see what you think. I hope you enjoy the show and the music and all that. And this is also, there's going to be a few songs that you can sing along to. This next song has a nice chorus. It goes, "She was right, I was tight, everybody had their way. It was the lishung by a broom that led me astray." And I want to say that this is actually dedicated to a good friend in Louisiana. This goes out to Jamie, who hosted us for a few weeks at the Louisiana Renaissance Festival. She was just amazing, and this is one of her favorite songs. And I decided, I kind of reinvented it over the course of the fair, namely by just changing the key. Small things really do make wonders. So this is Lishung by a Broom. It was recorded for the Brobdingnagian and Bard CD, Songs of Ireland. Here it is.
Walking in the north country, down by Kirby Stevens I happened for to be. As I was walking up and down the street, a pretty little by a broom I chanced for to meet. And she was right, I was tight, everybody had their way. It was the lishung by a broom that led me astray. She kindly then invited me to go a little way. Yes, was the answer to her I did say. 'Tis me with me music up and down the street, and her with her tambourine just beating hand and feet. And she was right, I was tight, everybody had their way. It was the lishung by a broom that led me astray. Straight we up for Kindletown we steered, her and I. Over yon green mountains, the weather being dry, we each had a bottle filled up to the top, and whenever we were feeling dry, we took a little drop. And she was right, I was tight, everybody had their way. It was the lishung by a broom that led me astray. Night was a-coming on, good lodgings we did find, eatables of all kinds and plenty of good wine. Good bed and blankets just for we two, then I rolled her in my arms, my boys, and wouldn't you do too? And she was right, I was tight, everybody had their way. It was the lishung by a broom that led me astray. Morning, we arose to go our way. I called for the landlord to see what was to pay. 14 and sixpence, just for we two. 4 crowns upon the table, my darling, then she threw. And she was right, I was tight, everybody had their way. It was the lishung by a broom that led me astray. Now the reason for our parting, I now shall let you hear. She started off for Germany quite early the next year. Me being unwilling to cross the raging sea, here's a health to me bonnie lass, wherever she may be. And she was right, I was tight, everybody had their way. It was the lishung by a broom that led me astray. And she was right, I was tight, everybody had their way. It was the lishung by a broom that led me astray.
You know, it's amazing, the idea. I've done lots of podcasts, you know, I have a couple hundred under my belt with all the podcasts I publish. Yet, the idea of doing a live podcast where I'm not planning on really editing much, you know, it's kind of weird because, I don't know, I just not used to that whole idea, I guess. So it's a little nerve-wracking. Doesn't help that I have Tore, who's begging for attention, saying, "Play with me, Tore." See that? He says, hi, of course. So in any case, about if you don't know already, a couple years ago, I released a CD called Irish Drinking Songs for Cat Lovers. I came up with the idea a couple years ago and finally released the CD. And it's been a wonderful success. And I'm going to play a song from that. This is a song called Lord of the Pounce. And it's been one of the surprisingly more popular songs. And I love it. So, hope you enjoy it too. I pounced in the morning when the world was begun. I pounced on the moon and the stars all for fun. I leaped down from heaven and I pounced on the earth. When I pounced my first mouse, I had my birth. Pounce, pounce, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the Pounce, said he. I'll run under feet wherever you may be, and I'll leap on you in the pounce, said he. Pounced on the papyrus of the Egyptians. They wouldn't play, so I stole their feather pens. I pounced on the fish caught by James and by John. They fed me fish, so the pounce went on. Pounce, pounce, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the Pounce, said he. I'll run under feet wherever you may be, and I'll leap on you in the pounce, said he. I pounced on the Sabbath, rubbed my head against the lane. Many people shook their heads, said this feline was insane. I mean, after pouncing, do not think I am gone, for I just saw a rat, so the pounce goes on. Pounce, pounce, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the Pounce, said he. I'll run under feet wherever you may be, and I'll leap on you in the pounce, said he. I and my lady nailed a song across the plain. Two birds came down and we pounced on each of them. On the bedchamber floor I laid my carrion. Then I reached out the door and I pounced again. Pounce, pounce, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the Pounce, said he. I'll run under feet wherever you may be, and I'll leap on you in the pounce, said he. Down, so I leaped up high. I have 9 lives that will never, never die. I'll pounce on you though you bark at me. I am the Lord of the Pounce, said he. Pounce, pounce, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the Pounce, said he. I'll run under feet wherever you may be, and I'll leap on you in the pounce, said he. Pounce, pounce, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the Pounce, said he. I'll run under feet wherever you may be, and I'll leap on you in the pounce, said he.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. No applause, just throw money.
Okay, actually that's an interesting point. I guess I can go ahead and mention that right now. The Pub Songs Podcast is a free podcast you can download right now at pubsong.com. But if you enjoyed the show, please make a donation. It's always nice to tip the musicians, so, you know, $5, $10, $20, $100, that's always, you know, appreciated. Or you could buy a CD. There's lots of CDs. You'll find a link to those on the website. And some of the songs that I'm playing tonight are on CDs, so please consider picking those up. Next up is a song that I rediscovered, I guess, another rediscovery, huh? The second weekend of Louisiana Renaissance Festival was the Italian weekend. So I was able to dust out a song that is called La Fiera dell'Est. It's an Italian... Well, are you familiar with Bogdan in the Valley? It gets really fast at the end. It's sort of the Italian version of Bogdan in the Valley. It's La Fiera dell'Est, per due soldi, un topolino mio padre comprò. Which means, at the Fiera dell'Est, for $2, a little mouse my father bought for me. And then along comes the cat who eats the mouse, and the dog who kills the cat, and the wood, the stick that beats the dog, the fire that burns the wood, the water that puts out the fire, the bull that drinks the water, the butcher who kills the bull. Then we have the angel of death who takes the butcher. And finally, il Signore, the Lord, who takes on the angel of death. So this is La Fiera dell'Est. I first learned it from a guy called Angelo Branduari, a fantastic Italian musician. Here you go.
La Fiera dell'Est, per due soldi, un topolino mio padre comprò. Alla Fiera dell'Est, per due soldi, un topolino mio padre comprò. E venne il gatto che si mangiò il topo che al mercato mio padre comprò. La Fiera dell'Est, per due soldi, un topolino mio padre comprò. E venne il gatto che si mangiò il topo che al mercato mio padre comprò. Alla Fiera dell'Est, per due soldi, un topolino mio padre comprò. E venne il cane che morse il gatto che si mangiò il topo che al mercato mio padre comprò. La Fiera dell'Est, per due soldi, topolino mio padre compro. E venne io bastone che picchio io cane che morsi il gatto che si mangiò il topo che al mercato mio padre compro. La Fiera dell'Est, per due soldi, un topolino mio padre compro. E venne io fuoco che bruciò il bastone che picchio io cane che morsi il gatto che si mangiò il topo che al mercato mio padre comprò. Alla Fiera dell'Est, per due soldi, un topolino mio padre comprò. E venne l'acqua che spense il fuoco che bruciò il bastone che picchio io cane che morsi il gatto che si mangiò il topo che al mercato mio padre comprò. Alla Fiera dell'Est, per due soldi, un topolino mio padre compro. E venne il toro che beve l'acqua che spinse il fuoco che bruciò il bastone che picchiò il cane che morse il gatto che si mangiò il topo che al mercato mio padre compro. La Fiera dell'Est, per due soldi, un topolino mio padre compro. E venne il macellaio che uccise il toro che beve l'acqua che spinse il fuoco che bruciò il bastone picchiò il cane che morse il gatto che si mangiò il topo che al mercato mio padre comprò. Alla Fiera dell'Est, per due soldi, un topolino mio padre comprò. Sull'angelo da morte, sul macellaio che uccise il toro che beve l'acqua che spinse il fuoco che bruciò il bastone picchiò il cane che morse il gatto che si mangiò il topo che al mercato mio padre comprò. Alla Fiera dell'Est, per due soldi, un topolino mio padre comprò. Infine io, Signore, sull'angelo da morte, sul macellaio, che uccise il toro che beve l'acqua, che spinse il fuoco, che bruciò il bastone, che picchiò il cane, che morse il gatto, che si mangiò il topo, che al mercato mio padre comprò. La Fiera dell'Est, per due soldi, un topolino mio padre comprò.
Oh boy. Wow. Yeah, obviously I need to work on that song. I stumbled a few words, but it's, yeah, oh. It's a neat song. It has a neat sound to it. And now we have Tiziano coming to visit. He's winning attention too. It must be that time of night. I only seem to do my Pub Songs podcast, you know, in the wee hours of the morning. Not sure why. Oh, well. Next up is a song. It's a ballad that I learned. I don't remember where I learned it. But I really loved it. It's called Loch Tay. It's a Scottish song. And it's a very lovely tune. So here it goes. When I've done the work of day, and
And I row my boat away down the waters of Loch Tay, where the evening light is fading, and I look upon Ben Lowers, where the afterglory glows, and I think on two bright eyes and the melting of below. She's my beauteous Nian Rue, she's my joy and sorrow too, and although she is untrue, without her, for my heart's a boat in tow, and I'd give the world to know if she means to let me go while I sing holy, holy. I declare, and all the tresses rare from Kling to Aberfeldy, be they lint white, brown, or gold, be they blacker than the snow, they are worth much more to me than the melting flake of snow. Her eyes are like the gleam of the sunlight of the stream, and the song the wee folk sing seems like song she sings at milking. And my heart is full of woe, for last night she bade me go, and the tears begin to flow. Sunlight of the stream, and the song the wee folk sings seems like song she sings at milking. But my heart is full of woe, for last night she bade me go, and the tears begin to flow while I sing holy.
In 1999, Andrew, of course, is my other half of the Broadway Nagian Bards, but in 1999, we performed at the Castle Muskogee, Oklahoma Renaissance Festival in Muskogee, Oklahoma, and there, I don't know if we actually met a lady, woman there, but there was a year later, we got an email, it was during the summer, I remember, and someone had emailed and said, hey, I play a pheasant plucker at Castle Muskogee. They have a great street lane axe and whatnot at Muskogee, or at least last I was there, 7 years ago. So she said, I would love to have a song, you know, for my character. And I thought, yeah, sure, that sounds kind of neat. It's an interesting enough character that I thought it would be fun to do. But the way I write songs is I'm not the most proficient, quickest person in the world. So I said, sure, whatever, and I kind of left it at that. Almost a year to the day after that, she emailed me again And I had said, oh my gosh, I remember this. Oh, did I say I was going to do this? Oh boy, I need to get off my butt. So I quickly got off my butt and wrote a song called the Pleasant Peasant Pheasant Plucking Song. Not to confuse with the pheasant. There's another pheasant plucking song, which, you know, the original intent there was to make you say, you know, pleasant pheasant pheasant, yeah, plucking, you know. So, any case, I like the idea, so I put this song together, and it's a little fun little tune. And this has a fun chorus for you to sing along that goes, bye, diddle-dee-dee-shee-dee-shee-dum, fiddle-dee-dee-shee-die. One more time. Fi diddly shee dee shee dum fiddly dee shee die. There was a pleasant peasant who was living a pleasant life, grunting while she hunted for a pheasant to take to knife. She nightly sharpened up her knife for this tasty endeavor, and every eve fumbled home without pheasant cadaver. Fi diddly dee shee dee shee dum fiddly dee shee die. One evening while a-wandering alone in empty woods, she saw a pheasant passing in the brush near where she stood. She stumbled over, stunted, something the pheasant watched with laughter as this former pleasant peasant passed out in the pasture. Fie diddly dee shee dee shee dum, fiddly dee shee die. Unpleasantly the peasant arose later with depression, lying in a puddle of mud with a dazed expression. The pheasant stood there staring at the most unpleasant peasant, when a thought occurred to her, the peasant brought a present. Fie diddly dee shee dee shee dum, fiddly dee shee die. The peasant saw the pheasant approach, pleased with this decision. The peasant's knife flew for the life of pheasant with precision. The pheasant sounded like a fife and caught the knife and beak, while the panicked peasant picked a passage, ran away and shrieked. Fie diddly dee shee dee shee dum, fiddly dee shee die. The peasant stumbled over something that filled her cheeks with life. She stumbled over the pheasant beheaded by her knife. Now with the pleasant smile, the plucky peasant fumbled home to pluck the pheasant with the present the unpleasant pheasant stole. Fie diddly dee shee dee shee dum, fiddly dee shee die. The peasant plucked the feathers and placed them in a pillow. Remembering the pheasant's face, she freed a wicked giggle. To the pleasant peasant, pheasant plucking is a very precious present, till she cooked the bird, choked on a bone, and died a death unpleasant. Fie diddly dee shee dee shee dum, fiddly dee shee died. You know, it's distracting having cats walking around wanting to play fetch. Not now, Tiziano. Gosh. That and the fact that it's late and I'm just tired and so I forget lyrics. But I did pretty well there, I gotta say. Yeah. We're gonna play a song for you that I wrote in 2001 at the Kansas City Renaissance Festival. And it's another ballad here. It's called Another Lonely Night. It was one of the first times I was separated from my ex-fiance at the time. And it's kind of rough, so I ended up writing this song. Another lonely night, far away from you. I write this note to say I miss you. I miss your smile, I miss your lips, I miss my laughing when I'm with you, and I long for your kiss. Each day comes to a dream-filled end. Lay your head on my chest, on your head or rest my chin. Soft cheeks caress my every breath, and your feathery tresses dance like children down your neck. Another lonely night, far away from you. I write this note to say I miss you.
your smile. I miss your lips. I miss my laughing when I'm with you, and I long for your kiss. Morning comes and I awake content. In a few days I'll now I write this song with the hope. 2 days hence, I'll hold you close. Another lonely night, far away from you. I write this note to say I miss. Your smile, I miss your lips. I miss my laughing when I'm with you, and I long for your blazing heat and the freezing snow. For you anchored my heart in the depths of your love. And when the tempest subsides over the waves, soars the dove. Another lonely night, far away. Your smile, I miss your lips. I miss my laughing when I'm with you, and I long, I long, I long for your kiss.
Definitely a new one, since I haven't played that in public before, or maybe once or twice. So thank you for experimenting with me. I hope you kind of like the song. Let me know. Next up is a traditional Irish tune. It is called Eleanor Plunkett. It's recorded first on Songs of the Muse, which is the Brobby Noggin Bard CD. And I first heard it from Clannad, and I liked it so much I had to learn it. Here goes.
Thank you.
took like a year before Andrew could get around to playing that song because he didn't like how it ended. It doesn't resolve. I love that. That's what I loved about it. Nevertheless, that is Eleanor Plunkett. It was written by Turlough O'Carolan and the great Irish harper, and me being an auto harper, and many auto harpers actually out there, we have a nice affinity for harp music, particularly Turlough. Next is the audience participation part of this performance. If you are a regular listener and subscriber to the Pub Songs podcast, you will know about last season I mentioned the idea of writing songs on the fly. And that's what I'm about to do right now. I had a submission, and I'm reading it now. It's Doctor Who. It's a who, what, where, why, when, and how. The who is Doctor Who. The what is a hypernova. Where, the local drugstore. Why, the ladybug said so. Last night, and how, with the help from a mailbox. Okay, not the most creative of submissions, other than the Doctor Who and Hypernova. They were really good at that. And the drugstore is kind of neat. The rest of it's kind of, I could grab something somewhere else, but I'm gonna mess with this. So we're going to write a song for you right now, because this is something that I've been wanting to do for years. I heard a loud sound outside my drugstore, so I stuck out my head. A man stepped out of a blue telephone box, and this is what he said. He said, last night the help of that mailbox, a hypernova gave birth. Last night the help of that mailbox, I saved the planet Earth. Told me how an alien wrote a short letter as an introduction to the human race. But when he lit the envelope, the glue touched his tongue, and a hypernova collapsed in its place. Last night, the help of that mailbox, a hypernova gave birth. Last night, the help of that mailbox, I saved the planet Earth. This hypernova sent waves of destruction in its path. A ladybug was the first to see it's true. She realized it could not pass the steel mailbox, so she telephoned her friend Doctor Who. Last night, the help of that mailbox, a hypernova gave birth. Last night, the help of that mailbox, I saved the planet Earth. Well, Doctor Who appeared outside the drugstore. The letter he dropped in the mailbox. 5 minutes later, he opened up the box and Earth was saved. Then Doctor Who was arrested by the cops. He cried, last night, the help of that mailbox, a hypernova gave birth, yeah, right. Last night, the help of that mailbox, I saved the planet Earth, sure you did, boy. Last night, the help of that mailbox, a hypernova gave birth, is that what that was? Last night, the help of that mailbox, I saved the planet Earth. Well, it may not be spontaneous, but it was demented. Gotta love podcasting, right? All right, we're going to do a song. This is a song I first learned, actually, I guess in our first year. It's called The Mermaid Song. I hated it. And actually, but a couple years later, I learned to like it, and we ended up recording it for A Fair to Remember. And then I kind of lost interest because, I don't know, it just kind of got old, some of the stuff, repeating the same thing. Until we went to the Louisiana Renaissance Festival, and there we had the distinct pleasure of playing at the front gate where they always had new and fresh lyrics it kind of inspired me to write a couple new verses of my own.
It was Friday morning when we set sail, and we were not far from the land. When Captain, he spied a lovely mermaid with a comb and a glass in her hand. And the ocean waves will roll, and the stormy winds will blow. And we poor sailors go skipping to the top, while the landlubbers lie down below, below, below. While the landlubbers lie down below. And up spoke the captain of our gallant ship, and a brave old man was he. This fishy mermaid has warned me of our doom, we shall sink to the bottom of the sea. And the ocean waves will roll, and the stormy winds will blow. And we poor sailors go skipping to the top, while the landlubbers lie down below, below, below. While the landlubbers lie down below. And up spoke the mate of our gallant ship, and a well-spoken man was he. Well, I have a wife in Salem by the sea, and a 90-year-old widow she will be. And the ocean waves will roll, and the stormy winds will blow. And we poor sailors go skipping to the top, while the landlubbers lie down below, below, below. While the landlubbers lie down below. And up spoke the cookie of our gallant ship, and a red-hot cookie was he. I care much more for me pots and me pans than I do for the bottom of the sea. And the ocean waves will roll, and the stormy winds will blow. And we poor sailors will skip to the top, while the landlubbers lie down below, below, below. While the landlubbers lie down below. Then up spoke the cannibal who snuck aboard our ship, and a hungry mad invader was he. Well, you can drown right now beneath the cold ocean waves, or you can be dinner for free, your choice. And the ocean waves will roll, the stormy winds will blow. And we poor sailors go skipping to the top, where the landlubbers lie down below, below, below. Where the landlubbers lie down below. And up spoke the cabin boy of our gallant ship, and a nasty little lad was he. But I'm not quite sure how to spell Brobdingnagian, but I'm going to the bottom of the sea. And the ocean waves will roll, and the stormy winds will blow. And we poor sailors go skipping to the top, where the landlubbers lie down below, below, below. Where the landlubbers lie down below. Well, three times around when our gallant ship, and three times around when she. Three times around when our gallant ship, and she sank to the bottom of the sea. And the ocean waves will roll, and the stormy winds will blow. And we poor sailors go skipping to the top, where the landlubbers lie down below, below, below. Where the landlubbers lie down below. And the ocean waves will roll, and the stormy winds will blow. And we poor sailors go skipping to the top, where the landlubbers lie down below, below, below. Where the landlubbers lie down below.
Well, that is about all the time we have. This wasn't entirely a live, straight-through performance, since I took a break with that song. But, well, you win some, you lose some. Consequently, I sang out my voice a lot over a longer period of time. But that's okay. Still a little bit left, I think. I do want to thank you again for listening to the Pub Songs podcast. You can find out more about it at pubsong.com. The intro music was by the Tea Merchants. You can find them at theteamerchants.com. And if you want to buy CDs, you can go to celticmusic.org. where you will find CDs by me and the Broadway Nagian Bards, and also some of our friends as well. I have a record label, Mage Records, and I've released a few CDs by some bunch of great people, including a couple compilation CDs if you're into Celtic rock or some more traditional stuff. So check it out, CelticMusic.org. And we're going to finish up with a song from my CD, Soul of a Harper. This is The Parting Glass. Of all the money that e'er I had, I spent it in good company. And of all the harm that e'er I've done, alas, was done to none but me. And all I've done for want of wit, two memories now I cannot recall. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be with you all. Of all the comrades that e'er I had, they're sorry for my going away. And of all the sweethearts that e'er I had, they wish me one more day to stay. But since it falls unto my lot that I should rise while you should not, I will gently rise and I'll softly call. Good night and joy be with you all. Oh, if I had money enough to spend, and the leisure time to sit a while, there is a fair maid in this town that surely has my heart beguiled. Her rosy cheeks and ruby lips, she I own as my heart enthrall. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be with you all. But since it falls unto my lot that I should rise while you should not, I will gently rise and I'll softly call. Good night and joy be with you all. Good night and sláinte.
Find out more about the Pub Songs podcast at pubsong.com.